thinking the neighbors.
The Alliance for Arts and Culture has launched a new project called Spacefinder. It's a free-to-list, free-to-search database that helps artists find spaces they need for performance, rehearsal, exhibition, and more. You can search by area, price, and space needs. Go to bc.spacefinder.org to find or list your space now.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging a hoe down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Save with the snake on eggs and a Beamer 800 40. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this'll do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha. Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb in the spite. All of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I say, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in her eyes. I could've died, time went on, I got grown, rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find little Sasha was gone. Her mama said she was a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Good morning. You're live with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory here from UBC's campus. It's Thursday, October 19th. And if you've been here before, or maybe you haven't, but what we like to do here is take you down my path. So, you know what that means. We like to talk a little bit about some politics, some sports news, some local news. Occasionally, I get to have some cool guests. If you'd like to check out last week's episode, I'll tell you a little bit about that more later. But here, you know, we bring on some really interesting people. Sometimes we have people who call in. Sometimes it's just me, and I got a lot of really smart friends who call and listen. So as we go down my path, just understand that you can be a contributor if you tweet at me at @spoonie_love. That's @spoonie_love. Or like and follow us on Facebook. You can be a part of the show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. You're listening to some Outkast, all this storytelling. I don't really know if there's a better way to start off your morning besides listening to some Outkast. Maybe on Thursdays you can tune into Off the Beaten Path while you're getting ready to start your day at work, or maybe you're on the East Coast and you're already at work trying to forget about the morning. And we'll get you to lunch, I promise. So you know, here we like to start off with the weather. Mad confused because I'm looking at this weather and it's in Fahrenheit now. I'm going to change that. You know, because if you never listened to the show, we like to start off, you know, as Canadian as possible at the beginning. You know, as I begin my assimilation into, as I move into like the adolescence of my assimilation to being Canadian and really strip away, you know, my imperialist measurements and, you know, American identity. So if you're not in Vancouver and you haven't noticed, or you haven't seen my Snapchats, or you haven't heard me complain about it yet, you won't know that we are officially into fall. And what that means is we've had pretty heavy rain for the last 4 days. Rain so heavy it prompted me to get new bedding because I just had this feeling that I'll be spending a lot of time in my house this winter once football and fall is over. So when you spend a lot of time in your house, you want to make sure that your bedding is proper. And this is like a new revelation for me. As if you saw me in Bed Bath & Beyond, you could probably tell. But, you know, you could probably tell that is a new, like a new destination for myself. As well, I feel like I don't want to judge, you know, all men, but I feel like when I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, I saw a guy in a very similar situation to me pick up multiple packets of sheets, pretending to know anything about them. Going to pull one back, seeing another one that might have been a little cheaper, because sheets are expensive, and then putting those back and just thinking about how much is me and my body worth. It's definitely worth like an extra $25 to make sure you get the nice stuff. So while I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, just really looking around and had a greater appreciation for the people in my life who have made these types of decisions for me. Because after I was particularly shamed into getting new bedding and new pillows and really just making a major upgrade in my life, I feel like it was necessary. And if you've never been shamed for your bedding, I applaud you, but I have. And I don't really get embarrassed often, but this was definitely probably one of my lowest moments. And before we get into that, let's just get back into the weather. So today, thunder showers. I don't even know, what is a thunder shower? I feel like that's a new weather term. I've never heard of a thunder shower. But we have those today. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, more rain. Sunday, more rain. Monday, just cloudy. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It'll be raining for the next 3 weeks. So, like I always talk about my very, really, really good friends who visit. To visit in the summertime, because this is what you have to look forward to if you wanted to come check Vancouver out now. So typically this is the time where we like to get into You know, what exactly is going on here in Vancouver? And even though I wasn't on air last week, if you missed last week, I mean, if you missed the week before, you should really check it out. It was a great episode. A lot had to do with the Vancouver International Film Festival. I had the opportunity to interview Corey Bowles, the director of the film Black Cop. And during the International Film Festival, I wrote a review on Indian Horse, a movie by Stephen Campanelli, which is an adaptation of Richard Wagamese' book, Indian Horse. And you can find that on the Discord website, or you can find it on CITR.com, or you can find it on Off the Beaten Path Facebook page, or on my personal Facebook page. So you got a lot of options. There's a lot of opportunities for you to make an excuse to not read it, but you should. And then you can call in and talk about it. So this is the time where we'd like to talk a little bit about the local news that's going on here in Vancouver. And like I said, it has been a pretty slow week in the news. Oh, some feedback. Sorry about that, guys. It's been a pretty slow week in the news, particularly except for these NAFTA negotiations that have been going on in Ottawa between Justin Trudeau and Donald Trump. Well, not between the two individuals, but we understand between Canada and the United States, as United States wants to impose, wants to break up NAFTA and really impose these like protectionist policies, which are going to put some Canadian plane manufacturers under some duress. And what it looks like is there could be possible tens of thousands of jobs lost if this Bombardier deal does not particularly go through very smoothly. This is something that people pretty much feared, as it looked like, you know, when Donald Trump was going to be the president, and fears are coming into fruition. And I believe that I have a suggestion for this economic policy that I feel like maybe Justin Trudeau should think about. You know, as we've really been slow playing, you know, the potential for, we've really been slow playing this legalized marijuana thing. The Canadian government has been flirting with the federal legalization of marijuana for over a few years since I've moved to Canada. And I think this is the perfect opportunity to step it up, because at a point where Canada can really start to impose maybe, you know, some import, you know, get the IX on the part of the GDP equation into the United States, this could be a pretty good opportunity. So if they want to increase taxes on Bombardier, well, Canada should just Bombardier the United States with cheap, high quality marijuana. And what that would potentially do is disrupt the marijuana market here in the United States. So to lessen maybe the potential taxes, the tax base that the government might get, and it would do so much for the citizens of the United States. In the essence, they've have a higher quality, cheaper marijuana. Because I was in the States, about roughly 2 weeks ago. Now I have some really good friends, and congratulations to them as they proceeded in that sweet, sweet tradition of matrimony. We had a fun time. However, when I went to purchase some marijuana, I realize just how expensive it is in the States still. Just realize how expensive it is still, and it doesn't make any sense. So if Canada, Donald Trump, if you listen to, I mean, Justin Trudeau, if you listen to me, you really need to think of some radical measures to make sure that the Canadian people stay protected, and that might mean legalizing drug that might not be legal in the United States. And what that would do is put lots of pressure, undue pressure, on the current administration to find a way to make some real changes that benefit the people. Now, looking into some more Canadian news, it's mostly about hockey. And while it is on drive time in Vancouver, I really personally feel that my listeners are not too interested in how the Canucks are doing, or particularly how Issa is going to be disappointed by the Capitals soon enough. We've got plenty of time to get into sports later, and plenty of time to get into talking about how Washington sports are going to find a way to disappoint Issa, considering we just had another one. It seems to be particularly common, at least one sports team a year, possibly two sports teams a year, will let me down. And thinking about myself and all of the cities that I've lived in, I don't think that there has been one where the sports teams, where you just didn't feel like the sports teams weren't going to let you down. And even in Vancouver, I would consider myself, I don't consider myself a Canucks fan or a supporter, but I'm malleable enough to where I just want to ride with the home team. And the Canucks are pretty much more than the same. And so we're not going to get into that. We are going to check out some new music as we really take the time and take a deep breath, because what we're going to get into after the music break is some news on Donald Trump, and it potentially has the, it has news about him continually gets more and more depressing as he continually goes lower and lower. However, this week, I think that I've found where Trump has drawn the line on his offensiveness, and he knows it. So stay tuned.
Drug addict, compulsive thinker, over drinker. I mean a compulsive drinker and an overthinker. I mean I'm making drug drop-offs at the airport where it's only pickup. If they bitch, I just flip my middle finger. When I was young, I used to always wanna be a singer. Now I'm older and I'm cold and I'm just a sinner. I still keep it G-O like a Kim movie, but it's more X-rated porno flick with some thick groupies, cause shit. I'm going on my fifth Uzi. Labels keep trying to sign me, but I'm a bit choosy. Fuck friends, I like to trip balls and watch sick movies. I've been a bit loopy, I think I smoke shrooms and sniff Lucy. I think, actually I do be lighting up a doobie. You knew me, you know Louie. Well, Louie died, it's Huey now. I be burning stupid loud, stupid pounds.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag that, I'm a hash addict.
Okay.
I'm not a cash addict.
Okay.
I might snap back at him.
And who?
Your whole crew.
crew, and that's facts, Adam. I threw an apple at Adam and Eve. Waited till the Eve came, then made Eve come. While Adam was eavesdropping from the leaves, I had to drop him from the family tree. Be careful of the seeds you plant and the plans you see. Sometimes I don't even know who writes my raps. Sometimes I don't even think I like my raps. Your girl hit me up, but I ain't never write it back. I was too busy drinking a pint just so I could nap. I'm sleeping beauty, but awake a beast. I fuck my bitch every night just to make it sleep. I hate the beast, disturb that. Lou is the new Ludacris, throwing bones literally. Been sick since Little League. I used to beat kids with my back when they picked on me. Sorry, Kyle. Looking back now, that shit was foul. Every night I'm probably laid up with a different gal. I found love once, threw it out after a week or so. Motherfuckers claim they cold and I'm freezing, ho. I already ripped my heart out at 15 years old. A walking corpse, bitch.
We're going to pass on that Eminem wannabe, and we're going to move on to some better music because... Listen, I'll tell you when I don't think a song is very good. And I got that was a submission. You can call in and tell me what you think.
I'ma break them off. I'ma bless them. I'm that nigga on her. Hey. Is you walking dog? Like you talking dog? Is you living dog? Is you flexing, hey? I'ma break them off, I'm a blessing. I'm a nigga, I'm a fully loaded weapon. And I tell them I be killing it, kicking it with some black lives. The bad guys, we was baptized. Nigga rose up, smoking on that rosebud. I got currency and some gold slugs. It's your boy, Kingdom Man, what's the problem, man? Want no problems, man, I got them dollars. Why I say I rose up, okay, up yeah. That rosebud. I'm a mogul, yeah. And I'm so okay. Yeah. Out of control, you ask the ones who was pushing them buttons. I'm touching roll with some youngins who keep it 100. I'd be lying if I told you that this shit was nothing. I had it level up, had it go and get the bezel up. Chasing money and power, I'm chasing rabbits. Then I chase my dreams of Hennessy, I'm forming a habit. And I be killing it, kicking it with some black lights. The bad guys, we was baptized. Okay, yeah. Nigga rose up, smoking on that rosebud. I got currency and some gold slugs. It's your boy, Kingdom Man. What's the problem, man? Want no problems, man. I got them dollars. Hey, why yeah. I say I rose
yeah,
up?
I said it and I meant it. Hey. Authentic, no, it's not a gimmick.
Yeah.
Young nigga, what is info? Boy, you know I gotta get it. Rose up, all them trends, just chart the top. I got no limits. You get the picture, got too many filters. Y'all gon' make me have to go expose niggas. Shit is not credit, it's debit. You pay for that shit if you said it.
Well,
you niggas is running the same. My lane is a different direction. Yeah, I said that shit in a minute.
Okay.
And I read that click in 5 minutes. Young nigga, what is here for? But you know I gotta get you walking, dog. Like you talking, dog. Is you living, dog? Is you flexing, eh? I'ma break them off. I'ma bless it. I'm a nigga, I'm a fully loaded weapon. And I tell them I be killing it, kicking it with some black lives. The bad guys, we was baptized. Nigga rose up, smoking on that rosebud. I got currency and some gold slugs. It's your boy, Kingdom Man. What's the problem?
You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you don't have the ability to turn numbers into letters or letters back into numbers, which I know I find very difficult as we have moved away from landline phones, and who the hell wants to read letters on their phone? So I wanted to move on, but I feel like you guys trust me to bring you not only good music and good news, and not only just good, when I say good news, not just uplifting news, but you guys trust me to bring you the right news and the right music. And I'm gonna put this on the artist list because I'm going to let you guys know to not, if you ever see it, to just pass, because Lou the human, who it looks like, so I get sent music. Let's just start from the beginning. I get sent music from people who say, you know, you should play this. You should think about playing this guy on the show. You should think about this. Oh, you should check out this site. It's got this music on it. So I was sent to this site. Somebody told me that this dude was nice. They vouched for him. Somebody who I respected. And Lou the Human is, I mean, I know it's just one song, but I feel like when someone tells you, yo, you got to check this guy out, and then they send you one song, like, that means that's the best song that they had to offer. That is the hook that they expected you to get brought in on. And I feel disrespected by the fact that someone thought I would listen to that and like it. Anyways, Lou the Human cannot rap his ass off as was instructed to me. And frankly, neither can this other guy. I'm sorry. Sorry. I feel like I failed you this morning. Promise, I'll make it up. Moving on into some news. Some what is going on. So, this has been a, well, I say it's been a pretty, not boring week. Maybe a little less eventful 2 weeks since I have been on. There have been a lot of things that have been going on, particularly if you have social media of any kind, from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter, you will have seen hashtag MeToo campaign, where it's really sad and I guess maybe eye-opening for some, you know, example of just really how many women in your life have experienced sexual assault or sexual harassment or any type of abuse. And it started, it started with this Harvey Weinstein allegations that have come out over the past few weeks. I guess I didn't really even know who Harvey Weinstein was until the story came out and it was explained to me about, you know, him being this studio exec who has sexually assaulted, the count is up to over 40 women now. And not only has he been allowed to sexually assault women for decades, but he had clauses in his contract around what was acceptable assault and what was not acceptable assault, and what he could get away with, which is really the sickening part, that not only was he aware and acknowledged, you know, his misdoings, but also the lawyers and the studios and the studio executives who have signed these contracts were aware. And so what he did was it really sparked this campaign where women from all over, famous and non-famous, really talked about their experiences. And if you are a man who listens to the show, I feel like it is very clear that not only do you have to do better as individuals, but we have to do better as like a collective, as a group. Like, I feel that men really don't have the benefit of the doubt, or shouldn't have the benefit of the doubt when it comes to these types of things. When it looks like nearly every single woman that you know or that you love or care for, or someone loves and care for, has been a victim of sexual assault. And it's not as if there is one particular perpetrator or a few perpetrators who are, you know, committing all of these assaults. These, you know, and it's not people who you would consider, who you would normally consider, you know, like awful people. But listen, it's so ingrained in men's behavior that that these types of things are just part of, you know, like part of growing, and it's particularly toxic and something that we need to work on every day. We know here on Off the Beaten Path, we talk a lot about racism, and we talk a lot about a lot of isms, and sexism, particularly this one, is like particularly for me is touching, because it's something that you don't really want anyone to experience. Like this past week, my little sister sent me and my another brother a message talking about this man on her campus who is stalking her, like sent her text messages like, "Oh, you look nice at McDonald's." Now, if that guy happens to listen to my show, just understand that if you send my little sister a text message like that, again, you know, we are going to have some issues. However, it shouldn't take you, like, as a man to have a woman in your life that you care about to experience sexual assault for you to care about sexual assault. And it's particularly interesting that we frame these conversations, and, you know, even this Me Too campaign, it really put the burden on women to, you know, not only speak about some of these traumatic experiences that they have, that they have gone through, but also we expect them to share their stories, not just a few of them, but all of them to share their stories, so that we as men, basically so it can be proved to us on just how rampant this assault is. And that's not fair to the women who have to relive these types of experiences, you know, where we are basically asking them to prove it to us so that we can believe them. And not only asking them to prove it to us, but we're asking the women closest to us to prove it to us so that we can potentially, you know, think about, you know, making some changes in our behavior and making some changes in our in the behavior of our friends. And so, you know, I've been really working on a project, you know, understanding men and men's friendships and relationships with each other. And one of the things that I've learned is that men don't have enough people in their crews who police them. I feel like as men, you know, we might even shy away from this position, or we might shy away from people who we know will tell us that we're doing something wrong. But I feel that as we become more aware of these like transgressions, and more aware of that people in our circles, people in our media circles and our friends circles who may not be, quote unquote, bad people, can still commit these acts that make women not only feel uncomfortable, but really put really take it a step further and cause some of these traumatic situations. And so what we need to do better is police our friends. And, you know, it might be uncomfortable at first, but for you to really make a difference, it's important. And so I hope that's what a lot of people took away from this Me Too campaign, is that it's not enough for you to look at yourself as an individual and say, "I don't do those types of things." You know, really, what are you doing to help change the ideals and behaviors of the people, particularly the men around you? And so as we get to see how really this Harvey Weinstein unfolds, and we hear about some other situations, like even the team doctor on Team USA who is basically, you know, in charge not only our most visible athletes, Olympians, but also you see people who are so visible and so strong outwardly that still these things are difficult to bring up. So it's not, we shouldn't leave the burden on the women, and men have to take the accountability, not some accountability, in rectifying these situations, because it's the same thing that I ask from white people when talking about racism is that you need to police your friends, and not just police them post transgressions, but before and during, and even when you think that maybe they might say something or do something or vote for something racist, to beat them to the punch and really educate them. So as men, should be doing that as well. When we get back from these short commercial break, we're going to get into a little bit about Trump's disrespectful comments, but also what he's scared to talk about. Listen, I found what Donald Trump is scared to talk about, and we're going to talk about it.
Fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
She's a band. I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Little Chris, have
these
birthdays to
Shawty, you taste like sorbet. Beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet. Told her we can soar to the moon. Shawty, you taste like sorbet. Beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet. Told her we can soar.
Eating no pretty park, really dark city spark, really that's where I come from. Avenue Boulevard, and they stay kill them all, anytime the damn car park. Yellow bitch look like art. Yellow on the rim, that's bark. Yellow cut the streets, so the bros come eat, that's a dream, don't seem as far. We don't stand for no Star Spangled Banner. This a little flip in the sea like a bag of Davis, no fatigue on my banner. I said, this a little flip, bitch, I live like a pimp, I got gentleman manners. You said, you a little free, trying to see the prescription, gonna be a few blessings. This said, three of her, sit her, figure her, sang her, smear her. She let me court in no piano. Last year, nigga gave her the full loan. Pull up for 30 and mama alone. Looking for the lady, mama lie. Kill the pussy in the hummer, oh. Shawty, you taste like sorbet. Beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet. Told her we can soar to the moon. Shawty, you taste like sorbet. Beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet. Told her we can soar. Mama told me, say my thanks and please. Sorbet, baby, baby, give me that brain freeze. Ooh, mama told me, say my thanks and please. Sorbet, baby, baby, give me that brain freeze. Brain freeze. Walked in clean like it's my birthday. Walked in clean like it's a church day. Carpe diem, Dior, denim tortilla sneakers. Keisha Dior had to get my cheese on. Walked in clean like it's my birthday. Walked in clean like it's a church day. Carpe diem, Dior, denim tortilla sneakers. Keisha Dior had to get my cheese on. Shawty, she scream like a pump pump tee. We roll around like a fronto leaf. We rock and roll like a bunch of feet. All of these visions what God showed me. Shawty, she scream like a pump pump tee. Roll around like a fronto leaf. We rock and roll like a Bon Jovi. All of these visions, what God showed me. It's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful morning. Been Hakuna Matata, I've been twisting, I'm twisting the lady. She twisting them hips, her body my habit. I for the vertical, she got a squirtical dish. LA, she never heard of you, they hit her my do. Shawty, you taste like sorbet, beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet, told her we can soar to the moon. Shawty, you taste like sorbet, beat it to the sorbet. Ooh, told her we can sorbet, told her we can soar. Mama told me, say my thanks and please. So baby, 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 give me that brain freeze. Ooh, mama told me, say my thanks and please. So baby, 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 give me that brain freeze. Brain freeze.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. That's CITR.ca. If you like to listen to some past episodes, you can listen to them on mixcloud.com/offthebeatenpath, or you can find them on facebook.com/OTBP20XX. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @spoonie_loves, SPOONIE_love. So, in the last segment, we talked about the Me Too campaign and what you as men really should take as your duty and responsibility to make some changes going forward, because I think that there's an undue burden on women to make, one, prove these things exist, and then not only prove that they exist, but also come up with solutions. So as we discussed earlier, speaking of like individuals who have an undue amount of power after, you know, admitting to sexual assault, we have the president, Donald Trump. Now, this past week, there hasn't been very many details about it, but there was a ambush in Niger, a country in West Africa, where four United States soldiers were killed. One question. First question I have. What business does the United States have in Niger? Like, why do we even have troops there? What is the purpose? Before we get into some larger existential conversation about, you know, what is the meaning of our military, you know, in these other countries mean? Four soldiers lost their lives in an ambush, which happened I think 13 days ago. And so it has really, I don't think that we would hear much about these types of transgressions, mostly one, if not for, you know, our president always seeming to be able to really just stir the pot. And also if the Benghazi point hadn't been really dug into our skulls during the election last year, Benghazi being a military base. I don't know if Benghazi is a city or if it was a mission, but it was in Libya. And what happened was an ambush happened at the compound in Libya where I think 12 Americans were killed, including, I believe, the ambassador. If not, some high-ranking government officials in Libya who were American citizens. And so with those things, then we begin to hear about, like, all of the transgressions that happen and all of the things that happen in the countries, particularly when Donald Trump has a comment about it. So while he hasn't spoke a lot about it, what we did hear was that the conversation leaked where, first off, Donald Trump talked about how much he's so obsessed with, like, the past presidents that he talks about what they didn't do and how they didn't call families of fallen soldiers, particularly when, you know, we have such a limited amount of soldiers who seem to, in our last 16 years of war, who have died. I think our toll it's not even 10,000. So I feel like if it's under 10,000 in 16 years, the presidents can spend, you know, a few minutes to call and console the families, but they should at least. And so he talked about how Barack Obama didn't do it and how George Bush didn't do it, and which was all lies and fabrications. And then he's recently changed his stance, as I guess he has been inundated with information about what exactly that they have done. So Donald Trump decided that he wasn't going to be left out and he was going to be not one of the presidents who didn't make the phone calls. He was going to make a phone call. And so when he called the widow of this fallen soldier who lost his life, he told his widow that he knew what he signed up for. Now, I find that this to be interesting for many reasons. Like, first off, that's not something I would say to a widow, or not something I would say to anyone who really, I wouldn't say that to anyone who, even if I knew that they were doing something where I understood that death to be a highly likely probability. Like, could you imagine someone who was in a car accident and died that, you know, you knew what you signed up for, like when you got behind the wheel of the car? You know, that would seem ridiculous. So as the president of the United States, like the commander-in-chief, the leader of the United States military, to tell someone as callously that that he, you know, a widow who's lost a loved one and has to figure out how to take care of their children, that he knew what he signed up for, it just seems so cold and obtuse that it doesn't seem like that's something a real person would say, but here we are in 2017, and the shit just gets weirder every day. what we have also known from Donald Trump is that he hasn't spent much time talking about the country, Niger, at all. And I feel like because he knows that if he gets on air live, looks at the word Niger, he's definitely going to say the word nigger. I 100% believe that Donald Trump knows that in his mind, and that's why he refuses to say it. Now, listen, you can go, you can check out all this, you can check out the interviews. He knows that that will be the line that he cannot cross. But what is also a dangerous and scary thought is thinking that there's a line that he won't cross or that his supporters will not follow him over. And I also believe that if Donald Trump, like, he could use this as an opportunity to tighten his base, as definitely they'd get on Fox and Friends and say that it was a mistake. And not only would they get on it and say it was a mistake, but they would use it as an excuse to say the word nigger on TV. They just can't wait. I feel like that's just a word. I don't know why. I don't know why they want to say it so bad, but I know that in the, like, when songs come on, listen, I've got friends, I've got lots of white friends who listen to rap music, and I ask them, hey, do you say the N-word when it comes on in your radio when I'm not here? And they're like, nah, I don't say it. I'm like, you are a liar. I know how you know you're lying, because I would say it if there was nobody around. Because, you know, everybody knows that it's just a word you just don't say in public, because the consequences are worse than the feeling it gives you from saying it. Because, like, listen, I can say the word, and if I could trade the word for having the right to say the word over some of the rights that I feel like that, you know, that I don't have, I would trade it 100%. It would be the easiest trade of my life. It would be, I don't know. There's so many easier trades, so many more difficult things to trade. Like, I would give up chicken tenders. No, I lied. That I wouldn't do that. However, Donald Trump knows that that line is it's still too early to cross, you know. But while 33% of Puerto Rico doesn't have access to clean water, and 80% is still without electricity, it's really nice to know that, like, Donald Trump is really thinking about one, our fallen soldiers, and talking about how they NFL players need to respect the flag, but yet on the other hand, telling people that he knew what they signed up for. And there's a very interesting thread, which I've retweeted, and it talks about how soldiers who do sign up to go to war really don't know what they're signing up for, or really know that they aren't signing up to die, because that's really one of the foundational parts of our military, is we don't leave people behind. And as long as you're alive, they're going to try to get you out. The soldier who he talked about, if you go look at the pictures, I'm sure you can figure out which one. The body was left behind for 2 days. They couldn't find him. So, you know, when you start to talk about the respecting the military, respecting the soldiers, when you actually go look at the pictures of the soldiers that they talk about respecting, it'll make you go, But moving on. So as we like to get into the last portion of the show, we understand that Apple is really running out of ideas. There was a leak about what is the Apple 9. So Apple has the X, which I guess is the 10. So they wanted to skip 8, skip 9, go to the 10, go to X. They're running out of ideas because the next Apple phone is going to be a flip phone. It's almost as if we're so far in the future that we're already going back in time. This is what's wrong with our economy. We're always focused on growth and what's next and what's next. So what's next is a flip phone. So I anticipate It'll look something pretty similar to the Razor. And just like Apple's running out of ideas, this week has been a slow news week. However, the NBA season started, and the NBA season started with a bang and a crack of Gordon Hayward's ankle. Now, I don't know if you guys are NBA fans or if you are sports fans in general or if you just like watching people do things that, you know, you can't do. NBA is great for that because anyone who plays in the NBA is probably an alien. Like, you just think about it. You think about the type of body that you have to play in the NBA. And then you look at Kevin Durant. Dude looks like an alien. And if you've ever like envisioned an alien, maybe an alien having pretty human features, a 7 foot, 220 pound man who's got a 35 inch vertical, would be like 001 for me, subject 001. So what we've seen is already in an eventful NBA first week. We've seen the Golden State Warriors have the worst record in the NBA. We have seen the Wizards win. So they haven't disappointed me yet. Seeing that LeBron is pretty unstoppable. And we've learned that I don't know why they always want to call it a sucker punch when some people get punched in the face. So last week there was an Eagles fan, and it was the Eagles in the Carolina Panthers game where this dude, it's inaudible. Some people think he said spick. Some people think he said don't spit. However, this guy got punched dead in the face. And now we hear about Bobby Portis punching Nikola Mirotic dead in the face. And yet they continue to still want to call it a sucker punch. Now, I feel like I'm 20. I can feel like, you know, I grew up when if you got punched in the face, it's not a sucker punch. Like if you are looking at me right in my face and you get punched, I feel like you should have seen it coming and it's no longer a sucker punch. I feel that we have gone to really two extremes. There's like an extreme where there are kids who are doing MMA from like 5 years old, you know, who are, you know, really ready to defend themselves. And then we have kids where we don't teach them anything about respecting other people and respecting other people's space. And those kids are often surprised when they get punched or slapped or anything. And not only are those kids surprised, but their parents are surprised. Like, maybe if you'd have taught your son some goddamn manners, he wouldn't have got punched in the face. And that's what I probably think that happened to Mirotić, because this has been a situation that I have seen on teams with my own eyes. One, that these teams aren't these cohesive units that you would expect. And two, people often get disrespectful and they don't know the line and they get punched in the face and they act surprised about it. So I think that we have an undue duty to each other. I feel like from this show that's what we learned. One, we've learned that men, if you're listening, you need to do better and be better and police your friends. Even when there's no women around, especially when there's no women around, talk to them about, you know, some of the things that, you know, that you talk about, that you say, you know what, dog? That's not a good idea. And if you do that, I don't know if we can be cool. It's just that simple. And we learned that, listen, if you do something disrespectful and somebody looks like they may punch you in the face and you get slapped or you get punched, you can't call it a sucker punch. Stay tuned. We're here every week. You can find this episode on CITR.ca or you can check out an old episode. We're here every Thursday from 7 to 8. And if you like to hear my voice more times than once per week, we have moved Crimes and Treasons actually up an hour to give our East Coast listeners better listening experience from 8 to 10 PST Tuesdays, every Tuesdays, Issa, Horsepower, Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, and Jamal Steels. So until next week, peace.
Hey, it was always a fucking goal to give all these niggas hell, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah!
Hey, I love it to you, hey, tools, hey, ooh, for your boo,
hey, hey,
ooh, hey.
Baby, wish me well, wish me well. It's all it changes like a wish you well, to give them hell.
Money dance, the diamond blings all by itself without any help. So that means it shine on its own without any gold. I've been the king without any throne. It's time to take your ass to school. Ain't no place like home on folksy honey with the screw up kids. Don't screw up kid or that chopper with your crew up kid. I'm too up kid, we animals better zoo up kid. I'm from Kenton, but the whole country where I blew up big. Who knew us, kid? I think I came from under a rock, was out on the block. My cousin had that shit in his sock, he moving to work. Yo, bitch, all over my cock. I put dick in her mouth like the whole mother of bombs. And I ain't talking Donald Trump, but I take Donald out the trunk and let Donald's ass bust if you keep talking Donald gang. I just put up in a lamb, cuz I put up in a range. And we reload in them sticks, little nigga, we release them things. Ayy, hold up, give them hell, give them hell. I've been on the road, wish me well, yeah. Give them hell, give them hell. I've been on the road, wish me well.
Baby, wish me well, wish me well. It's all it changes like a wish you well, to give them hell.